and welcome to Doing It, the sex curious show where we ask questions, nerd out, and explore the weird and wonderful world of sexuality and relationships. I'm your host, Hannah Witten, resident sex nerd and sex ed enthusiast. We are currently working on some very exciting changes for season 5 of Doing It, but we didn't want to leave you hanging. So here's what's going to happen. We ask you to email us questions for things you need advice with. And myself and my assistant Megan, who you may remember from a previous episode, are going to attempt to answer them. Quick disclaimer though, we are not doctors or therapists. The advice we give is purely what we imagine we would say to a friend if they came to us with these questions. It's that kind of vibe of agony aunting, either we're down the pub having a chat, or at a sleepover, a dinner party, or having a really long phone call and getting deep. Each week in the lead up to season 5 launching, we'll be answering one question with new episodes every Wednesday as usual. If you want to share your thoughts, insights, and advice on the dilemmas, then please do join in the conversation over on social media. We are at Doing It Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Links to everything we talk about in the show notes on our website as usual, and I hope you enjoyed this series of Agony Aunt style minisodes. All right then, what is this week's question?
Okay, so this week's question is about feelings about porn.
Ooh, porn.
So this is from an anonymous person in Illinois who is 29, using she, her pronouns. I have Crohn's and an ileostomy due to a persistent anal fistula, which means my partner and I haven't been able to have penetrative sex in over a year because it causes a lot of pain for me. We are also newlyweds, so it's just been an all-around difficult situation. My husband recently asked me if I was comfortable with him looking at pornography. In theory, as a sex-positive person, I have no issues with it and told him it was fine with me, but have been surprised by the insecurity slash discomfort it has triggered at the same time. Mm-hmm. I was raised in a religiously conservative household, and the narratives I was told about porn were all very negative. Furthermore, I've been dealing with a lot of issues around sex generally due to medical and sexual trauma that I'm still recovering from. I'm trying to increase my exposure to stories about porn that are more positive and wondering if you have any thoughts or resources for me on this topic.
Ooh, big hugs, big consensual hugs, first of all.
Big consensual hugs, so many.
Oh, yeah. This does sound really tough. And also, I think, like, even if... The first thing I want to say is that even if, like, in theory... you're like a sex positive person and you're like, yeah, it's totally fine. But then you start having this kind of like insecurity and discomfort relationship. Like that's nothing to be ashamed of. Like, like shame comes in all different shapes and sizes. And so obviously like you've had this experience of being raised in a religiously conservative household, which breeds one kind of shame. But then also in this kind of like extreme sex positivity, that can also breed this other kind of shame of like, you're not sex positive enough if you feel uncomfortable with your partner watching porn. And I just want to say that like, that is, you shouldn't be ashamed of having that reaction to it, because clearly there's a lot of stuff going on here. And I think like the way that I like to think of it is like, even if our feelings aren't very like PC or like whatever kind of like community you're in, so like in the sex positive community, if your feelings aren't very sex positive, that doesn't mean that they're bad feelings.
Yeah, like feelings have no inherent merit, or they're not like necessarily, then they're not good or bad. Like actions can be good or bad, but your feelings are just your feelings, they're just in there.
And often it's like how we feel about our feelings that fucks with us rather than the feelings themselves.
Exactly. Like you're bringing external worth to the feelings. The feelings are just like in there.
Yeah. Like inside out.
Like
I just wanted to say that because you said that you were surprised by the insecurity and discomfort. You can be surprised by it, but you don't have to feel ashamed of feeling those things. That's just the first thing I wanted to put out there.
It's a really good step if you're noticing how you're feeling about how you're feeling. That there's something that like you want to explore, or that there's something like something there is clicking for you in a way that makes you want to sort of do some more internal work, which is like what you're doing now. You're already doing it. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You started.
And it sounds like you and your husband already are having some conversations about these things, because he like asked if you were comfortable with him looking at pornography in the first place. And so I hope that you're also able to then kind of say, ooh, actually, like, I am feeling these insecurities. And then with him being able to be like, okay, what are the insecurities? Are there ways that we can, like, help to alleviate them, reassure them, make you feel more comfortable? Because I think that when you have, like, conversations in a relationship where you're like, can I do this? And the other person's like, yeah, sure. That's not the end of the conversation. That does not give you, like, permission to like do that thing forever and ever until the end of time. And it doesn't mean that you can't come back to that conversation and come back to that thing and change your mind and all of those things. It's always like an ongoing thing.
It's always ongoing. And I think it's really nice. I was going to say it's really nice that he asked you first, but like, no, that's just establishing consent. That's a baseline. No cookies. But the fact that he asked you is showing that he is already open to that discussion, like continuing that discussion about where your feelings are and what his feelings are. And like, the door is already open. Like, you don't have to be the person that broaches that, because he's already started the conversation, if that helps. Like, you're not just springing this out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's like a scary feeling when you're the one being like, I have to introduce this topic, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. And also one thing I'll say that I think is kind of out of our scope is the medical and sexual trauma. And I just hope that you're able to find a way to get like therapy or like some kind of like professional support with that and in that like recovery process. And also maybe if you're able to do some of that with your husband, I think that could be really valuable. But you've come to us for some positive stories about porn.
That's the part that we can help with. Your local friends with porn stories.
I'm not entirely sure exactly what you're after, but I guess just kind of like using porn in relationships, or it just kind of like it just not being like a point of contention in a relationship. Because I would say that like both me and Dan watch porn separately, and we've occasionally done it together as well. And it's just, I don't know, it's just like a part of our own private sex life, like each of our individual private sex lives, that when we want to, it can be something that we enjoy together, but it's like our own thing, and it's got like nothing to do with the other person.
No, that makes sense. Like, it's also like, is the question asker, are they coming to us for like, they want stories about people engaging with porn and it not being shameful, or are they looking for porn itself that is like a positive experience just in general?
They've asked for stories about porn. I can give some recommendations as well. You know, so we had Poppy Lepora on the podcast from Self and More, and Self and More is like an independent sex toy online store in the UK, and they were doing a collaboration with Lustery, and so I signed up to Lustery and very much enjoy. It's like a pay for your porn situation, so you like pay a subscription, and basically couples film themselves having sex and upload it and stuff, and so you can find all sorts of different people, like they're real life couples. It's like amateur porn. It's great. They do a little intro video, like, hi, I'm so and so, and we've been in a relationship for this long, and I hope you like our video.
Oh no, that's so sweet.
It's so cool.
That sounds great.
I've also seen some porn where like it's like sex within a vlog. So it's like a daily vlog or like a weekly vlog, and a couple are just going about their life. They're like going to buy groceries and they're like doing some cooking or whatever. And then just in the middle, they're just like, and now we're having sex.
That's so good. That's sort of how I feel about like when people are like, why is there sex? There shouldn't be sex in books or something. Because you're like, well, media is just about someone's life. And like you saying that no one has sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's not separate. That I would say, like, if, yeah, why not try like romance books or just books with sex in them that the people are enjoying?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's sort of, it's sort of, that feels like a good step forwards. Like, if you're not comfortable yourself, like, diving into porn or, like, talking to your husband further about the porn, like, you're not, then in that way, you're not consuming porn, technically. Like, everyone's boundaries are different, but you can be engaging with it in a way that feels less immediate, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Like, audio porn as well.
Audio porn, exactly. Like, I think I would say, like, getting more comfortable, feeling more positive about, like, positive stories about porn also is going to come from you getting more comfortable with the sort of porn that you like.
Mm. Like, and also having more positive experiences, exactly, yourself, and those being, yeah, like, positive reinforcements.
Right? Like, if you're coming from this background where it was really shameful, then maybe you haven't yourself looked into porn or like engaged with it in any way. So all of your feelings around it are about like, how do I feel about it as a concept, or how when someone else does it? Mm-hmm. And maybe it would help to come in with a, like, here are some of my positive experiences for myself and my own understanding. Mm-hmm. If that's something you feel comfortable or interested in doing.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I would hope that you can talk about with like a therapist or like a sex therapist or like a mental health professional, whatever, whoever you can get access to, basically.
Yes.
Is like, when it comes to these kind of more negative feelings or the insecurity and discomfort around porn, like really actually drilling down, like, what is that and why? Like, is it because your husband is watching porn where there's penetrative sex and you know that you've not been able to do that, and so it's kind of like about the, like, what he can get from porn that he can't get from your sex life because of your health? Is it that the people that he watches in porn look different to you? Is it maybe the fact that he's using free tube sites and you're unsure about the ethical implications of the actors in the porn he watches? Like, there are so many different reasons of why we might be uncomfortable with somebody who we're in a relationship with watching porn. Are they like paying a porn performer directly through something like OnlyFans, which is obviously like fine, but also in your relationship, does that change how you feel about it?
Does that feel more personal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of things to explore, I think, like with yourself, with your partner, all of these things.
Yeah. And in terms of if you're looking for stories about porn, about positive experiences with porn, like, we've both watched and used porn.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah. Like, and also asking your husband, like, what does he get out of porn?
Yes.
Like, why does he enjoy it? What does he like about it? Because it's quite interesting, because, like, I think you might find for a lot of people, especially when it comes to like video and visual porn, they're just like, it's just an aid. It's literally, it's just like, it's just something to help with the arousal.
Yeah, it is. It's a visual sex toy.
Yeah. And a lot of the time it's not anything deeper than that.
it's just there and it's hot to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you feel comfortable, like, see if any peers, people in your friend group who are maybe also in relationships, if that's a conversation that you feel like you can broach with them to be like, hey, do you and your partner watch porn like separately or together? And like, you know, if that's something that you can talk about with your friends, or find people, peers that you can talk about with that and see what their experiences are and stuff, you may be surprised.
Yeah, just because no one's talking about it doesn't mean they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I said the name of the thing.
Hey, doing it. Yeah, I hope that you manage to find some positive experiences, positive stories about porn.
Yes, and I hope that you are continuing to feel more comfortable within yourself and get to explore and work on these feelings that are making you feeling, that are making you feel ashamed or unhappy, because I bet you're great.
Yeah, and I hope your ileostomy is treating you well. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the podcast, please don't forget to leave a rating and a review. It really helps us out. And make sure to follow us on social media at Doing It Podcast to join in the conversation and keep up to date on everything happening with the podcast. Until next time.